Today's going to be a very special service for all of us in more ways than one. We're glad to have the Chinese worship brethren with us. And I want to say a very warm welcome to all of you in the morning worship service. Today we're going to do a few things together. Communion will be together. We will also be adding to our church staff. And very shortly, we will announce this and share this. And God willing, we will see an even stronger pastoral team because of the new addition that we're going to have. We're just looking at how we can explore and develop the work of the Lord further. So I will share a little bit more of that later on with you. But this morning, we're going to once again try and share with you.
Now the Junior Camp coming up starting January the 1st, we now have 78 children and counting. So let's look forward to the Junior Camp. This will be one of those rare times when I'm not going to be there. So Ben Kwa will be looking after them together with a whole team of people. So thank God for the whole pastoral team involved in these things here. And look forward to the Lord's blessing for the children. Okay? Good. Well, let's prepare our hearts for worship.
Thank you. able to lead in worship this morning. A very warm welcome to all who are new, to all who are in the sanctuary here, downstairs in our fellowship hall, listening to us through the video channel, and also those who are worshiping online. Indeed, we are really privileged to be able to worship the Lord in our church here. As Pastor mentioned earlier, this morning's worship service will be a bit different. It will be significant. It will be special. Firstly, we're having a combined worship service, observing Holy Communion together with our brethren from the Chinese worship service. Secondly, Pastor Charlie will also be introducing a new member to our pastoral team, and that will see the pastoral team growing stronger, enabling the ministry to grow even more. And thirdly, today we know that it will also be a time where Pastor will speak to us once more before he goes for his surgery on 13th of May, and thereafter take a leave of absence so that he can recover and recuperate from his surgery. Let's commit this time of worship to the Lord. Let's pray. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come together as a church to worship you this morning. Help us to never take worship for granted. Help us to never take the church that you have given to us for granted. We want to pray specially for Pastor Charlie this morning. Lord, may your special keeping, grace, and mercy be with him as he goes through surgery and also the period of recovery in hospital and at home. We pray for the doctors who are taking care of Pastor, that you will grant them the competence, the skills, and the wisdom to take care of Pastor. Lord, as we worship you this morning, may we seek to honor and glorify your name in worship and in song. We pray and commit all these things into your hands, and we ask that, Lord, you will be with us now, and we commit ourselves to you in your Son's most precious name. Amen. Last week, Pastor concluded the series of messages from Colossians chapter 1. Pray without ceasing. That was the key point that I took away from all the messages. You know, all too often, we pray only when there is a crisis in our lives. It could be a health problem, relationship challenges, or job issues that trouble us. We pray only when we feel the need for the Lord. And frankly speaking, quite often, once the crisis is over, prayer then takes a back seat until, of course, the next problem comes our way. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, Paul said emphatically, "For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." Paul was committed to pray for the brethren in the church in Colossae. And Pastor challenged us last week to pray for our church. You know, not just for Bethany, but also for our churches overseas, for the larger IPC family. You know, every week Pastor will share with us all the different photos of what is going on in the churches overseas. Really, that is to help us to understand the ministry, the challenges that they go through. And sometimes, they will go through natural disasters, and the impact of those disasters will require us to pray and to support them. These are shared with us so that we can know what to pray for, how to pray, and to really intercede for them. You know, for a few years now, I have made it my own spiritual discipline to pray for our overseas churches throughout the week. And when we interact with our pastors, the overseas pastors during family camp, gives us that very good opportunity to have a first-hand experience and understanding of what they're going through. And really, that helps us to even pray better for them. What can our prayer for Bethany be? You know, we have so much here in church. We have been so blessed. So many things that sometimes we take for granted. But like what Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, we can pray for our church. Yes, that means all of us here, sitting here. Pray that we will be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And especially so for our pastors who lead us, guide us, and our shepherds. Let us ask the Lord earnestly that we may walk worthy of Him as a collective, fully pleasing Him as a church, increasing and being fruitful in every good work that we are doing, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Paul gave us that prayer that we can pray for our church. Brethren, will we all ask for these things from the Lord? Will we seek all these things in prayer from the Lord? And finally, Pastor, you also asked us to pray for you as you go for your surgery in 2 weeks' time. We know it's going to be a very challenging time, especially because you have to be away from the church, a beloved church that you have founded and taken care of all these years. Pastor, Auntie Sally, we love both of you dearly. And we will pray. We will intercede. And ask for the Lord's mercy and grace to be upon you. Brethren, prayer is how we bring our concerns to the Lord. Our first hymn for this morning is therefore Sweet Hour of Prayer. Truly, it is in prayer that we bring our concerns and requests to our Heavenly Father. It is in prayer that our soul can find relief, and it is in prayer that we can cast on Him our every care. May we seek to always be in prayer for our loved ones, for our church, for our beloved pastor and Auntie Sally. Let's sing our first hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer, from Century Praise 374. Let's sing.
Thank you.
Truly, may the words of this song encourage us. I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. For the next 2 months, our worship service will focus on the theme, God of all comfort. It's drawn from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Allow me to read the verses for all of us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. We take comfort and assurance in many things in our lives. Maybe you recall when you were younger, you would take comfort in a chou-chou. Some of our children do. Maybe it's that familiar smell, right, that brings comfort. I'm not going to ask how many of you still have a chou-chou. I suspect there will be some. And as teenagers, we draw comfort from friends, right? From friends. Friends become very important. And for adults, sometimes we hear about how people, and maybe ourselves included, we will turn to comfort food, right? As a way of dealing with the stresses and strain of life. But as Christians, we have a Father of mercies and God of all comfort, a God whom we can turn to anytime, anywhere, everywhere. We can find comfort in the Lord through His Word and in many other ways. I was just reflecting how 5 years ago, it's just 5 years ago, we were still in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. It seems like such a long time ago, but it's only just 5 years ago. And I recall that very dark period, especially personally in April and May 2021. Because back then, when the hospital that I was working in, I'm still working there today, it had to be locked down because we had an internal hospital cluster. There were many times during that lockdown when I really cried out to the Lord because there was no end in sight. There was no light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and so it goes. And maybe some of us in the congregation, you would have felt that. When was this going to end? When would the isolation, the separation from loved ones end? And it was in those moments of despair that the Lord brought tremendous comfort and ministered to my heart through His Word. Joshua 1:9, Isaiah 41, verse 10. These were verses that became very close to my heart. You know, Joshua 1:9 reads, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Isaiah 41, verse 10 reinforced, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." And what will God do? "I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And knowing that the Lord was with me and also some of my fellow workers who were Christians, in those very dark moments, it really brought comfort. Promise of strength, no matter how tough things were going to be, lifted the heart. Another way that the Lord brings comfort to our hearts is through special hymns and songs. Over the years, I've discovered my own songs in the night, songs that will uplift the spirit and maybe give the weary soul a second wind. And one such hymn is the next hymn that we are going to sing this morning, "All the Way My Saviour Leads Me." The songwriter Fanny Crosby speaks of the confidence that she can have in life because she knows that the Lord is with her, leading her each step of the way. Brethren, some of us here may be struggling with challenges in life, different challenges. Some maybe you cannot share, some maybe too painful to talk about. But we do not need to go through these challenges without hope. We have a Father of mercies and a God of all comfort. We can find comfort in His presence, in His Word, through prayer, and at times, through songs. As we sing this next hymn, may the lyrics resonate in our hearts and help us to draw comfort and assurance that the Lord will lead us all the way. Pastor, Auntie Sally, may both of you also find comfort and assurance that the Lord is leading you in the weeks ahead. Let us all rise and sing our second hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. Let's sing it with confidence. Let's sing it also for Pastor and Auntie Sally. Be seated, and may our comfort be in the fact that Jesus will lead us all the way. I hand this time also to Pastor Charlie.
Okay, a couple of things we want to do this morning before I bring the Lord's word to you. And that is to tell you that we are going to add to our church staff one more person. And this person is Audrey. I'm going to ask her to come on up here. This is Audrey. And she works at the
our memorial heritage board, you know, they are trying to do something. You won't know about it until a few years later, but they're building this monument thing here. And she's one of the people there. When she started working there, I already told Hong Xuan that she cannot keep her for long. She's destined for greater things. So we have, Audrey has been with us. You know, we knew her when she was a little baby, and her parents would ask us to pray for her. She was a premature baby, born 2 months ahead of time, and it was touch and go whether she would even live together with a twin. Well, she not only survived, she has become a very well-loved, respected person in among the young people, and been with us for some time. So what she's going to do in time to come? Well, one of the things that I would very much like to see further developed at Bethany is a special, learning to write devotions for children. Our children do not know how to read the scriptures from young. And this is a part that has been missing. I've been waiting for it to be developed for a long, long time. So I asked her one day, and Audrey, I said, you know, if she wants to come in, would she consider developing this? One, learn how to read the scriptures properly. Learn how to extract from the scriptures devotions that she, in a creative way, will make for the children. So hopefully, in a short while's time, we're going to see children being given files where they can read devotions on their own. Important personages in the scriptures to read on their own. Question, answer, right, wrong, true, false things, so that they can learn about their faith in the Lord. And she said, yes, she would be very, very happy to attempt something like this for the Lord. And so I've invited her she'll be coming in technically on the 1st of June. I won't be around during that time. So I asked her to come in for today. And then, we will induct her in today, receive her. But she will start work after she's finished all that she has to finish over in the memorial, the board where she's working on. And then she will come on. She will come on at the full-time staff. At a junior camp, she will be there full-time, and so we are glad for her. I'm going to ask session members, please come forward over here, on this side here. We're going to pray for Audrey. Come on over. And then our pastoral team, all members who are just as well, if you are here, please come forward, come and receive her. We're going to pray for Audrey. Where's the present that we are going to give to her? Yeah, good, thank you. this is essentially a Bible that has got a Greek version inside. That's my love. So I found this. I've been using this for a long, long time, but I found this new version which has come up. So I have asked Pastor Ben Kwa to get a copy of this, and this will be our gift to Audrey. We're going to pray for her. We're not requiring her to kneel, but I'll ask her to come on over, come over here. And we're going to pray for her. And we just really ask that the Lord would bless. I've loved this young lady since a little baby. So, just a few years older than my grandchildren. So we're going to pray for her and commit her to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray together. Now, Father, we thank you that you have placed into Audrey's heart a love for you, your word, your church. And as we read a testimony of a desire to serve you, we ask you to bless and to confirm her part in the pastoral team ministry. We pray that you bless the work that we hope she will be able to attempt and to achieve, to the blessing of the lives of young children, how to teach them how to read the Lord's Word, having their own devotions to work on. And we pray that you will bless this special work that she will be engaged in, together with other areas of work that she will attempt. And so we ask you to bless every step of the way, beginning today. And we pray for your blessings as we receive her into our church fold as church staff. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay. Right, you take care. All right, come over and greet her. Not all, please, all of us stand. Just to receive her into membership. This one is very special because this one is auntie. And this one is ex-boss. Okay. Thank you. Please be seated. Oh, yes, Audrey. This is for you. Okay. Read well. Yeah. Today we begin a new theme, and it's taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, which I would like you to take a look at with me, and I want to read this with you together. Okay? Then afterwards, I will share with you another text that would be important as well. Okay? The theme is to discover for the month of May and June the doctrine where God is spoken of as the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. What does that mean, essentially? Well, we're going to try to explore this a little bit. But before we take that up, God, Father of mercies and God of all comfort, and how that works out, I want to read with you Psalm 18. I think some of us are quite familiar with this particular text written by David. And so he wrote. Now, all of these words that describe God are all experiences. I will love you, O Lord. And he calls God my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. What's missing? What's missing here? It's a lot. There's a whole lot of things here that David discovered God to be. And this is what we want to learn. There is so much we can discover about God, but you know what? There is more. Always more to be discovered. What's missing? Father of mercies, missing. God of all comfort, missing. Can you see this? So when we take a look at these things here, you begin to realize why David looked at all of these things here in his life. In his life, what he needed from God to be his rock, to be his fortress, for his deliverer, to be his strength, to be his shield. Why? Because that's what he needed with reference to his life. He was in danger, he was in battles, he was fighting for his life, and God had to be all of these things and more. But a part of Father of Mercies, missing. God of all comfort, missing. Sometimes it's the things that we don't realize that is going to happen that is that you actually discover God. When Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, he wrote it basically as a letter of rebuke because there were so many problems in the church. Right? It was a church that was growing so well. It was gifted. It was blessed. It had a lot of gifts given. It was a very strong, vital church. Paul used to boast about the Corinthian church to people. And then the church began to grow a bit off, better go astray. And there were factions, there were problems, there were difficulties. And Paul had to send a very strong letter. And there were people who were detractors, people who no longer liked Paul, even though he was a founder of the church there. Why was 2 Corinthians chapter 1 or written, for that matter, the whole thing here? Well, in part, it was to carry on with 1 Corinthians. But this time, Paul was going to bring a greater word of encouragement and comfort. But as he was making his way to Corinth, he was delayed. There were unexpected trouble. There was tribulation, and he was caught. So he couldn't be at Corinth. Straight away, Paul knew that there will be detractors, that there will be people who will speak up and say that he is a person who is haphazard, he doesn't keep his word, he says one thing, he does another. It was this time that Paul used this opportunity to talk about something that is new, something that is unexpected, something that he didn't expect to happen, and this was what happened right at this point of time. Suddenly, he was hit with a lot of tribulations, a lot of difficulties and problems in his life. And it was so bad, he found it hard to cope. So the context of 2 Corinthians is actually, in chapter 1 particularly, is that of a situation where Paul was caught unawares, caught literally unprepared, as it were. And the big question was, he felt tremendously hemmed in, and he had a lot of problems to struggle with. Now, Paul has been to jail, he has been persecuted before, and, you know, if you are there, ready for it, you sort of, okay, I am ready for this next battle. But there are times when you don't expect, and it hits you. And that's the time when you have to ask yourself, what is it that you need to find? Is the Lord your rock? Yes. Is he your strength? Yes. Is he your salvation? Yes. But sometimes there is something else we need to discover about God. And so this will be the new theme that we are going to discover. But when we talk about a God of all comforts, we have to realize that it is in many ways theoretical and abstract. So we talk about God of comfort. What does that mean? How does comfort actually work? So I ask myself, how does it apply to my life, as it were? Right? So I want to share with you quite openly, very much from 2 Corinthians 1, how the whole idea of finding God as a God of all comfort has come to become very real and very special and precious to my heart. I want to share this with you very, very openly. How does comfort come about? How do you actually understand all of these things here. And I want to share these things with you with all my heart. Okay? Now let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Right? So here we go. Where Paul talks about he being an apostle of the Lord Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, the brother, and he went on to talk about to the church of God, which is Corinth, with all the saints that are there who are in all Achaia. Grace to you, peace from God our Father. Now those are unusual greetings. And he begins with, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now it takes a lot of faith to be able to bless the Lord's name when you're going through tribulation. Right? It takes a lot. I want to share with you how this comes about. The whole idea of being able to bless the Lord's name is something that we read earlier in the year about, you know, blessing the Lord, remembering the Lord's goodness in Psalm 103. It sort of becomes a part of our life. The last couple of months, we have been talking about Colossians 1, and I want to say how much how happy I am that you have learned this one prayer of Colossians, of Paul's for the Colossians, and you make it a part of your life. And I look at the idea of God as a God of all comfort, there are three things that come across to me very, very strongly. I want to share this openly with you. Number one, did Paul look at the church? And he saw this, and he calls the church that they are a church of God. I like this phrase. You know, amidst all the challenges, all the problems, and everything else, he was able to call this church, this is the church of God. I like what Audrey said, you know, this is the church that I want to serve the Lord in. This is the church that I love. I want to be here. It's important. So this will be my farewell message to all of you for a few months. This will be my last Sunday here. I won't be here next Sunday for Mother's Day. I won't be here. I will be going into hospital very shortly. Next week, I will begin a dialysis work, after which I will prepare for surgery. And I'm going to be out for, I don't know. But I just want to tell you what it means for me to worship with you this morning. How wonderful it is to be able to worship, as it were, with the church of God. With all who are there. And the first word that comes to my mind here is the idea. How does God bring comfort to us? Paul discovered him as the God of the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort. How? How does that work? And I think of how comfort is given. And the word is sent. Comfort is sent by God. But you must know how it works. This week has been a week of tears very much. This is the God of all comfort through the church of God, through the people who are called the saints of God, through the messages that you have sent. And you write to me, and I am very deeply moved. One of our church members wrote to me a poem, and I asked him for permission, and can I print this in a bulletin for all to read? And he says, yes. And it's inside a bulletin. I will be bringing this poem into hospital with me. You know, you've got little space in the hospital, right? You've got a little table there next to you, and you can decorate your little room. I got a very little bit of space there. Guess what I will decorate it with? all the things that you have shared with me. You are God's saints to me. You are God's church to me. You are the ones sent by God to me. So if I'm looking for comfort, what am I looking for? It's already there. God is saying through all of you that He's going to be there. He's going to hear the prayers you make. He's going to watch the tears you have shed. He's going to feel the love that you have expressed. I am in a good place right now. Thank you for being that church of God. You are sent to minister to my heart. You ask what you can do for me. Oh, I have so many kidneys offered to me. Thank you. No, you need that kidney yourself. But you have been sent by the Lord to minister to my heart. And I am ready to go through all of these things. That comfort is found in knowing whom the Lord has sent. And you have been sent by the Lord. So what happens when we talk about the Lord's comfort? You know, people ask me, Pastor, are you scared? And I said, no. He said, are you afraid a little bit? Answer is still no. And you ask, why? Why? And why yes? You see, with the comfort that you have sent, the Lord has sent through you, the next word is that I, through that comfort, strength comes. This is why we are already planning. Why is Audrey coming in right now? She's already planning for my return to come back. I'm going to have to coach her. I'm going to be there to teach her, to help her to explore this new ministry. By the way, there's also another new ministry coming out after I come out from hospital. And it is to minister to seniors. Yes, we have got a seniors program. Not enough. We're going to do more. And we will do more. So Pastor Moses and I will work on a new series. And he's looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to sharing with you how to look at old age, how to look at problems, how to look at illnesses, how to cope when we are much older in life. How do we do all of these things here? From the comfort, we find strength. And you don't know this, but you become my strength. This is how the Lord brings comfort to our hearts. He sends people, and though you may think that it may not be much, it's there. Right? Now, this is very, very important. I want to say some of the older folks from the Chinese worship come up to me, and they're a little bit hesitant. They're a bit scared because older folks seldom go and try and give the pastor a hug. Also because they're scared of passing the bug. So I try to tell them, give me the hug, keep the bug. But it really means a lot for there, and it is there that we find strength. The comforts that God gives actually results in strength. That is what comfort is all about. It's not a feeling alone. You don't feel just, you know, just a brief feeling and it's gone. It's not. So think about this. What it means for you to become that special messenger from God, right? And this is where you are sent. You become one of the saints of God, and you are there. And there, in sending your word of love and encouragement, you bring strength with you. And I draw on that strength that you give to me. A lot of times you speak to me and you say, thank you for the strength I give to you. Can I say it's mutual? you're giving me the strength back to me now. And I thank you for that. That the last word, the comfort that I want to share with you is on this subject of the fact that this comfort is going to sustain. Now, this part of it will have to be experienced. I can't tell you how it works yet, but it will be sustained. So when I, before surgery, when I go for dialysis, I will be sustained. When I actually go through the actual process from the 11 to the 18, I will be in hospital. Don't come and see me. You won't be allowed in. I will be in total isolation. So no visitors. Don't send flowers. Create allergies. Just don't worry about it. Sustain. This is how comfort comes about. Something that I am discovering afresh. You see, comfort has to be discovered afresh. And I found three different ways: sent, strengthened, sustained. Now, this is important. So I need to discover this. The next part of it is in when I'm actually in hospital itself, where I am going to develop this. Today, my Sunday school class sang a song for me, and it was called In the Presence of God. And I appreciate that word, in the presence of God. But the presence of God is something that needs to be experienced. You need actually to be able to sense, to see it. So I'm beginning to sense a lot of things, how you are sent, how strength comes, how I'm going to be sustained, and I need to develop this further. And this is what I will discover along the way when I go into hospital, actually into hospital on 11th of May. So the day after Mother's Day, I will be in hospital and I will be unable to be there with you. It will be a period of total silence. Well, I Care would have been written ahead of time. So when you get it, it's not because I wrote it there and then, it's written ahead of time. Some things will be written ahead of time, but some things will not be. Silence. And it is in that silence I will discover more of the presence of God. So it will be a learning experience for me. Do pastors need to learn further? Yes. What could Paul learn? Unexpected situations. His unexpected lessons to be taught, to be learned. There are lots of things in life that are unexpected. Nobody knows. If things all go well, great. But if things all don't go well, then there are lessons to be learned along the way. I think I am aware of all these challenges which are going to be there. But I will remember you are sent to me. We are the church of God, sent. And therein strength can be found. And therein we will be sustained. So this morning, part of that whole process is going to be in the way we partake of the Lord's Supper. We're going to take a look at these things here as well. I think it's something that we all want to consider very much. How can we do this? Right? Now, this is important for us to understand and appreciate this. Okay? And we want to sing a song that will talk about our love for the Lord Jesus. All right, I'm going to ask her, are we all the communion cups are out there? And I'm going to ask the singers to please come. Can I have one set, please? Thank you. The table is not out there, so I'm just going to do it right here. Thank you. Okay, a lot of things are different today.
The communion table is not here, but I will be here. Right, so we're going to remember. Sometimes the things that we don't do, we remember. So, right, don't worry about the whole thing. But what is it that I'm going to remember seriously? I'm going to keep this in my heart. One, together as a church of God, we are partaking of the Lord's Supper together. Two, I want to hear you sing. I want to know that you love the Lord too. I think this is important. I would very much like to hear you, and together as a church of God, we sing of our love for the Lord. We partake of the Lord's Supper together. And I will keep all of these things here. I will see this as sent by the Lord. Strength for me, sustain. Right? Well, let's sing this together. The first two stanzas. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. The love that we have for each other. What do we see? The love of the Lord Jesus. That's what this love is all about. Thank you for your words of love, your promise to pray, sustaining, strengthening, sent by the Lord. Let's partake of this bread together. And sense very much the Lord's love for us. It is a far greater love that we must learn to treasure. Let's partake of this bread together. Father, we thank you. We can be a church of God. And here among all the saints of God, we send to each other words of love, words of comfort, words of strength, words that will sustain us. And we see in all of these things the greater love the Lord Jesus has for us. We pray that you will help us renew this love for our Savior. We pray that you will help us to trust you for all the things that can come into our life, illnesses, afflictions, pain, suffering, and help us all to receive them as part of life and to trust you for your grace, for your mercy, for your love. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I know that some of you are very concerned, though you don't express this. You fear that this would be the last, or this would be a turn for the worse. Could it happen? Yes. Then let the next two verses help us. I sing this with all my heart. I sing this to the Lord. I will love thee in life. I will love thee in death. And I will praise thee as long as you lend me breath. And even when the death dew will come on my brow, these are the words I want to say, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, this now. That's how it must be. It's hard always. But this is important that we understand. Let's not be afraid. Not be afraid of, would there be pain? Yes. Will there be some suffering? Yes. Can things go wrong? Yes. Can I die? Yes. But look beyond all of these things here and see how the Lord loves us. Here, as a church of God, we sing of our love for our Savior. Let's sing this third, four stanzas together. I will love you in life. I will love you in death. Think of the last words we want to say. what will be the last words that we will say when we die? We will say to our children, we love them with all our hearts. We'll say to our grandchildren that we love them with everything we have. And we say this to people who are close to us, that we love them. They will always be in our hearts. Nothing will ever take that away, ever. But the most beautiful thing to be able to say in faith is to the Lord Jesus, our last breath, if ever I love thee, it's now. This morning, let's do that. Let's drink this cup together, remembering how the Lord died for us. And then speak of our love for the Lord Jesus. Let's drink this cup together. Our Father, we thank you for the love that you send to us to earthly friends, to the things that they say, to the expressions of love. And we know they are sent by you, and we want to say thank you for your love for us. And you want to be there to comfort us, to give us strength, to sustain us, to experience the comfort in a special way, beyond what we read, beyond words, to sense your very presence. Help us to know this is your comfort, this is your love, and you're right here with us. Help us not be afraid. Help us to sense above everything else, amidst the pain, amidst the sadness, your very presence. We thank you that we have a special comfort given to us. How the Lord Jesus prayed for a comforter to be given to us. We sing of him now, and we pray that our hearts will be uplifted. That comforter has come to stay, and we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. The comfort that we can have in the Lord is actually already given, if only we know it. There's human comfort, there is strength, there is sustenance. But the song that we're going to sing now talks about the Holy Spirit as the comforter who has come. Let's sing with assurance within our heart. The comforter has come. The comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Let's all rise as we sing this together. The last hymn, the comforter has come.
Spread the tidings round, where'er the man is found.
in the next 2 months, we will discover the comfort of the Lord in many, many ways. And I pray that each speaker will bring an aspect or two of the comforts that we can find in God. Let's ask the Lord to bless. And now may this great and wonderful God, who is our rock, our fortress, our deliverer, our Savior, and more, a Father of mercies, a God of all comfort, become even more precious and real to us. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ enable us to bear whatever there is that must be borne, in pain, in strife, in suffering, and to find the grace to be able to speak of love for our Savior, who gave his life for us. And may the Comforter, the Spirit of God himself, come upon us and show us and teach us what it means to be strengthened, to be sustained, to be sent by God, especially to be our comforts now and always. To this great God be glory given. Amen. Thank you. Okay, here's wishing all mothers happy Mother's Day next Sunday. Won't be here, but I've written a special poem to remember a special person. It will be to wish everyone to treasure your mom, learn how to honor, and may you find special joy. To all who are mothers, all the work put in is worth it all. This, what a joy and a blessing it is to be a parent and have a wonderful time of fellowship with each other. He's looking forward to being back. I don't know when, but just want to let you know every letter you send, every thought expressed, every card, even from the children, I see that as being sent by God to express His comfort. And in every single one, there comes strength to be found. And this will be my sustenance. You will sustain me. Can this be done? It will have to be experienced. They are not words. They have to be experienced. And when that is done, then we will see each other in a couple of months' time. The doctor has given me a very long period to recover. The long period is 3 to 6 months or more. I hope to be back way before then. I don't know whether this will be possible, but I will try. But certainly, I will not be traveling on any missions trip for this whole year. Not allowed to travel at all. So this is something we have to adjust to. And thank God for a session. They will be here to look after things. Thank God for all who are part of the leadership. And I pray that the Lord will bless through the pastor's messages, through all the ministries that we have. And the Lord's blessings will be upon all of us. So here's wishing you the Lord's goodness, the Lord's grace, the Lord's blessing. May you find the same strength, the same sustenance in the love of the Lord as I would find. Right? So it's not just me alone, but all of you. And think about these things here. I'm only the donee. There's a donor at the organ. So you want to remember her as well, because she's going to give. We certainly lighter, one kidney less, and she needs a lot of encouragement on your part too. Thank you for your love and your support and prayer. Every blessing. Go ahead and have a wonderful time. Okay. Well, I'm going to pray together one last time. Our Father, we thank you once again for a special time of worship together, for having Audrey as part of our pastoral team, for the lunch and the fellowship that we're going to have, for the weeks ahead when we may not be able to see each other, but there we will find your comfort, your strength, your sustenance, and how we will be kept. We pray that you will help us to be that special messenger of yours, the special saints of yours, to minister to each other. Help us to bear in mind what it means for us to be a church of God. And so we pray that you would bless this time for lunch, for fellowship, and words of encouragement to be given to each other. Keep us in your love. We pray for your blessings, the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, have a wonderful time ahead.